Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. I am one of your co-hosts, Christian Hoffer, and I am joined, as always, by no one, no one. This is an all-Christian episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. God help us all. This is a Pokemon podcast. A podcast about various sorts of Pokemon news, Pokemon commentary, Pokemon really everything. Usually, I am joined by some co-hosts, Megan Peters and Jim Viscardi. Jim is dealing with a news emergency and will eventually be on. Megan is taking the day off and doing some much-needed preparation for her wedding, and congratulations to her. This means that you're stuck with me, the so-called Pokemon expert here of this Pokemon podcast. What do we talk about on this Pokemon podcast? Well, we talk about literally anything related to Pokemon. We talk about Pokemon news. We talk about the Pokemon video games. We talk about the Pokemon card games. We talk about the Pokemon anime. We talk about Pokemon merchandise. We literally will talk about anything if it somehow relates to Pokemon. And we also talk about other things too. We talk about life. We talk about, stuff. I don't know. I'm supposed to be kind of stalling. Usually I have someone to cover for my weaknesses, and we just don't have that this week. So I'm just going to have to do this thing on my own. On my birthday, too. That's perhaps the craziest part about it. It is my 35th birthday. God help us. I'm all by myself on my birthday. Anyways, let's talk about some Pokemon news. Let's start diving into some things. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is some very unusual Pokemon cards that may or may not exist. I say that because let's take one step back. We know these cards exist. At least one copy of them exists in somewhere. These are Pokemon cards that were sent out to several musical artists associated with the Pokemon 25 music album. Katy Perry, Post Malone, and J Balvin all received official Pokemon cards illustrated by actual Pokemon card artists. We don't know if these things are going to get a wider release, but they are pretty cool, and they depict each one of the musical artists with a different partner Pokemon, or in the case of Post Malone, two partners. I'm not sure why he got both Dragonite and Butterfree. Katy Perry got Pikachu, and J Balvin only got, he got Charizard. We know that at least one physical copy exists. J Balvin posted a picture of it to his Instagram page. We know that at least one card was printed, but we don't know if we're going to get a Pokemon musical artist special pack. Oh my god, it's Jim Viscardi.
Oh, thank god.
I'm here.
Oh man, let me tell you something. Doing 10 minutes of a podcast by yourself, that was something, man. That was something. We went through the entire opening, Jim. I cried a little bit because I was recording the podcast by myself on my birthday. I felt very lonely. And then we started to talk about these new Pokemon cards featuring the likes of Katy Perry and Post Malone and Jay Baldwin.
So I had a question about those because I wasn't I missed that whole news cycle, and admittedly I haven't read the news stories. Are those physical cards, or do they just make them as promo pieces for the album?
We know that at least one card exists of each of them. They were sent to the musical artists. What we don't know is if they're going to send other ones. Now, this would not be the first time that the Pokemon Company has made like a Pokemon card for like a very specific purpose, like featuring an actual human being.
You want to know? Back, it would be a crazy idea.
A few years ago, there was the CEO of the Pokemon Company for his 60th birthday. They actually had a birthday party during the World Championships in Nashville, and they distributed a small amount of like, you know, GX cards with him, his like face on it. And, you know, these are non-competitive cards. And also, I want to say that, you know, I really hope that you can't use like Katy Perry in a competitive Pokemon card game.
Okay, but you want to hear my crazy idea, though?
Yeah, of course. I always want to hear your crazy idea.
They should blind package these in physical album releases.
Oh, that would certainly... That's how you end up with like the P25 music project, like trending number one, like, oh, hey, looks like, you know, this is a platinum selling record. I don't know
either,
how platinum selling
either
works.
Either do a vinyl release that has these, or if it's in the CD release. I mean, I don't know where you get CDs these days. Does Best Buy still even sell CDs anymore?
Not
I don't think
really.
So. I think they nuked that whole department. But like, there is, if there was ever a way to, you know, to get people to go out and buy this album, sure as that's one way to do it.
that would definitely do it. So like I said, stay tuned. Well, I got a feeling that these things are going to get a wider release somewhere. Yeah. Like these cards, like I feel like a Katy Perry Pokemon card is too good of a promotional opportunity to pass up on, you know?
And for everyone who I just heard everyone listening to this groan at the fact that they would put Pokemon cards in, CDs or whatever. Just know, this is the same company that has put promo cards in cereal boxes and in plenty of other things, right? They come with, I mean, they're the Build-A-Bear ones are not blind. This is not above something they would do. This is not a crazy idea. It's just more, is there enough volume in, or is there enough margin and overhead that if they were to run printing of these cards and package them with it, you know, to make more, then you know they'd do it.
I feel like that's the only thing that's stopping these cards from, like, you know, getting like just some,
it's
like
just
super gimmicky. Yeah. It's solely the fact that we're going through a printing crisis right now.
Yeah.
So let's see here. What else do we got? Oh, there's a couple of Halloween things going on this week. Let's talk about this. I don't want to say the smaller one, because, you know, both of them are decently sized news, but we'll talk about the Pokemon Go Halloween event first. Like right after we recorded our last episode, they announced the Pokemon Go Halloween event, like officially. And they always go all out for Halloween this year, and this year is no different. So it's running right now.
When I booted up just this morning.
Yeah, it's got some new costumed Pokemon, and there's like, it's a two-part event. So the first part is focused on Galarian Slowking. So you can get Galarian Slowking for the first time. It's a new, and
which if you listened to us last week, you would have known this was coming.
Yeah. And, you know, they did reveal how you, evolve Galarian Slowking. You make him your buddy, and I believe you catch 30 poison type Pokemon. That's the first part, and then they will shift into the ghosty part of the event, which will feature the debut of several ghost-type Pokemon that we saw in Pokemon X and Y, and that includes Phantump and Pumpkaboo, and it introduces the new size mechanic that we saw with Pumpkaboo in the main series game. So you will be able to catch four different size Pumpkaboos and also evolve them into four different size Gorgeists. The other big thing is coming out of Pokemon Go is they have announced that they are working on some new mechanics and new quality of life features. The one that everyone's excited about is the fact that you'll soon be able to skip the hatch animation. Like that's what people are like.
God.
Yeah. The other thing. Yes, I got Slowking wrong. It's 30 psychic Pokemon. It's not 30 poison type. I got them mixed up. Sorry. I was too busy freaking out about the fact that I was doing the podcast by myself to do any sort of like real research for this. I was too busy like thinking like, am I entertaining enough to, you know, hold down a podcast on my own? The answer is no, I'm not at all. Like what are the chances that we're going to finally get someone crying on the one of the comicbook.com podcasts, and who had it in the betting pool that was going to be
And you're doing it from your new dungeon setup too, right? Like
that's... Yeah, I am in a new this is a work in progress. I apologize for anybody's watching the video. This will eventually look a little bit classier. I moved my office down to the basement last week. I moved it like almost immediately after the podcast. Like that night I moved everything down to the basement and got it all set up. So our upstairs office is getting cleared up, but you know, we got some bookshelves, so you know, there'll be some various cool things set up over there. Unfortunately my wife's desk is behind me, so I can't put anything like cool. I can't put like my big like Cthulhu statue like on her desk. Actually, I might put the Cthulhu statue on her desk and just watch her throw a fit about it. Anyways, she doesn't listen to this podcast. She won't know that, you know, anything is going on. That's what you get, Darcy, for not listening to my podcast. What was I talking about?
We were going to move on to the next topic.
Oh, there's one other thing before. They are testing powering up Pokestops.
Define powering up.
So basically, I think Pokemon Go, Niantic really wants you to start scanning in Pokestops because they've got this big AR project. And I don't think it's getting any traction because it sucks. No one likes doing it and it's kind of creepy. So now they're saying if you scan your Pokestop, we're going to let you power it up and it gives you access to better items for a limited amount of time.
So it's only if you scan it, not if it has been scanned, will it get, will...
That's still a little unclear, to be 100% honest. I'm not, like, it's not available here in the US. It's being tested over in New Zealand, and they just released it, like, late last week. And to be 100% honest, I was dealing with some other stuff, so I didn't have time to, like, really look into some other, how this process works. When they officially launch it, we'll have a full rundown. I'll promise you that. But in the meantime, just like, unless you live in New Zealand, this doesn't really impact you. Just know that they're testing out powering up Pokestops and it somehow involves AR scanning. So anyways, moving on.
I get that. I get that a lot at some of the ones that that I've seen recently. Like I've seen that push and I just... I've never done it before, so I don't know how involved it is, but it feels like weird to want to go like to do it. They're like, oh, don't mind me. I'm just taking pictures of your establishment. Don't mind me. Nothing suspicious at all.
That's what I don't like about it. It's like I go. So there's this grocery store that's like right down the street from where I live. And I love it because it's where I get all my booze from. And it's like this is a family friendly Pokemon podcast. True. But anyways, they have a pig statue that's like right outside of it, and they keep saying like Pokemon Go's like, hey, why don't you scan the pig? I'm like, how about not? Because this is the neighborhood grocery store. Everybody's gonna see me like looking around like a creep with my phone out, and it's right by the entrance too. So it looks like if I were to try to scan it, you know, it makes it look like I'm recording people going in and out. It's terrible. Yeah. Like, no, thank you. I do not. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to get arrested. I don't want the cops to come for me, you know, and, you know, rightfully so. People would call. Like, I live in the sort of neighborhood that people would 100% call if they're like, yeah, there's some like strange dude recording people going in and out of the grocery, you should go arrest it. It's just no thank you. AR scanning,
what the hell is the name of the other game that it's got?
Ingress.
Are you talking about
Harry Potter, Wizards Unite?
No, stop. We're not talking about that. We don't talk about that game. I mean, we do talk about that game, but only to talk about how terrible it is. Let the Ingress people do that for Niantic. They love that stuff. They have no shame.
I think that the Ingress people are just very dedicated to, like, they really know, hey, we built up this database. You know, by God, it's going to be the best database it could be. I think they've just accepted it. They were the ones who built. Jeez, we've got Harry Potter memes going on in the comments section. I can't even. I'm like so off my game right now. I'm like coming down from the adrenaline high of like I'm doing a podcast on my own. Truly now the Pokemon podcast is the Christian Hoffer podcast, and now my cat is the only person who's joining me. Get down, you suck. Oh my god, this is ridiculous. Cat, down.
All right, well, so anyway, moving along.
Anyways, Pokemon has a TikTok now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's actually not bad.
Yeah, well, their Pokemon social media team is like
is very good. Pokemon social team is very good.
The only thing that surprised me about the Pokemon TikTok was that it took them this long to get a Pokemon TikTok.
For real.
Because, I feel like, with social media particularly, oh my god, the cat is back again. Come on. With social media in particular, like these platforms have like a shelf life, and outside of a couple, Facebook, Twitter, obviously, they're around for the long haul, although no one knows how to get your content to stay up on Facebook, get people to actually see it unless you're willing to pay them obscene amounts of money. And Twitter has its own problems, but I feel like TikTok's almost I don't want to say it's like on the way down, but I feel like we're right in the middle of that cycle.
I think we'll see. I think it's a very important part, right? Now we sound like olds basically talking about TikTok. But I would say TikTok is on a better trajectory than Vine was, right? Because it's a very, very, it's got a much bigger install base. I think it's got it reported more daily active users than Facebook and beyond. And so the eyes are clearly there. The eyes are there in a way that some of the other competitors that have come and gone throughout the years have not managed to achieve. And so it makes a ton of sense for, brands like Pokemon to get involved, especially, to promote any number of things, right? There are so many really cool niches on TikTok where and it's so crazy how different the algorithm can kind of work, right? Like, my wife on TikTok sees nothing but Pinterest attempts and things like that, right? And food stuff. Mm-hmm. And mine is basically fart jokes. But at the same time, you see a lot of really when the branded stuff pops in, there's a lot of cool, fun things to do. Disney does a great job at it, I think, as far as the big brand ones go. And if Pokemon is anything like they do on Twitter or elsewhere, it'll be just as fun and a great way to just get the word out of awareness when new things launch and things like that. So
I can't wait until we see a Pokemon Sea Shanty.
Yes.
Just
Pikachu. It almost makes me feel bad that they weren't around when that whole trend was happening, because that would have been amazing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll go into some Pokemon Unite Halloween event. And you got to play Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, so I'm jealous. I want to hear all about it. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, doke.
Jim, breaking news. Breaking news, Jim.
Real breaking news or like bullshit?
I mean, it's news that I forgot to put into the
rundown.
The rundown.
Oh, right. We forgot to talk about the Pokemon Thanksgiving Day float.
Yeah. Pikachu.
How did we do that?
Yeah. Get out of here, Pikachu. You've been replaced by Pikachu and Eevee.
Not replaced. We just, the Pokemon company feels that. Pikachu is not enough of a brand to carry on its own, and so they've added Eevee to the mix.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I honestly did not realize. So the news here is Pikachu and Eevee are getting their new a brand new balloon that will debut at this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The secret here is Jim and I are perhaps like the world's two biggest Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade fans. Like, you know, right. Like that is like one of my like cherished like favorite traditions. Jim actually participated in multiple like Thanksgiving.
I've had the honor and participating many times. Yes.
You know, it's the fourth Pikachu or Pokemon parade. I can't speak because there's a stupid freaking cat. It's the fourth balloon to appear. I did not realize that Pokemon has been in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for 21 consecutive years. That's just wild.
Whoa, really? I guess I could have sworn they sat out some years, but I guess now that I think about it.
That's what I thought too. Like I knew they made it back like during like the Pokemon heyday. I did not realize that they like stuck with it. There was like a period of time, much like my much like my, you know, time away from the Pokemon franchise, there was a time that I did not read or watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, mostly because I would travel like Thanksgiving morning. So I just didn't get to see it. And now that I don't travel on Thanksgiving Day morning, I'm like, give me that sweet, sweet Thanksgiving content. I want to see who can't can't lip sync their songs.
Yeah. Those are always a lot of fun.
But anyways, so
it's a pretty cool balloon. It's Pikachu and Eevee sitting in a sled. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the Christmassy themed balloons in my Thanksgiving Day parade. I would much rather just a giant Pikachu. I honestly wasn't a huge fan of the most recent balloon that they just retired,
where he's holding a snowman.
Isn't he wearing a Santa hat? I'd much rather just a giant Pikachu just floating down the thing, or you know, a giant Eevee instead of you know, a Christmas one, or give me a Thanksgiving Day one. Like, why do we need a Christmas balloon? Like, what do we need a Christmas balloon for? Christmas can get its own dang parade.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you, Nick. Very cute. I'm actually, if this is not a holiday ornament or plush or whatever of some sort, then man, I don't know. The Pokemon company will, I have to believe that that's going to happen. There is no way that that is not going to happen. That is a great looking Christmas ornament.
In
my opinion, not a great Thanksgiving Day parade balloon.
We'll see how it looks. You know, I think it's it looks unusual for a Thanksgiving Day parade balloon, to be honest.
It's probably going to be easier to manage just because you can have attachments all up and down the sides as opposed to like having to like stick it to the side of like Pikachu's belly or whatever. So it may actually end up being easier to manage.
That's kind of like what I was thinking, because I want to say that Pikachu had some close calls last year.
He sure did.
Let's talk about some other stuff, some bigger news. Unite.
We're getting like, so I was actually a little surprised to be getting a Halloween themed Unite event.
I feel like it came out of nowhere.
It really did.
Like they literally announced it this morning. So if you're watching this live, I mean, this literally just happened. They're doing a new event. It starts on the 20th. We're getting a brand new Pokemon that's getting added to it, which is very Halloween themed, by the way. It is Greedent, the squirrel Pokemon from Pokemon Sword and Shield. Not at all Halloween related. I think that was just like next up. So they added Greedent. They're throwing in a ton of new Hollowware, and it looks like we're getting like a new play style of some kind. They didn't really release a lot of details. Let me see, since we like initially released it, let's see if they announced anything.
For the record,
yes,
I'm really upset about the new Pokemon edition.
About the what?
The new Pokemon, like Greedent, really?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Literally remotes. Hundreds of cooler Pokemon, and we get Greedent.
They're teasing.
Give me
like
Bidoof. Like, if you're gonna go that, do that. Give me Bidoof. The people will welcome with open arms.
They're teasing that it's going to have a new mechanic at least. Like it seems to shoot nuts or candies or berries. I don't know what's shooting, but it's got like ammo.
Christian, please.
What?
Kid show.
Okay.
We're not dwelling on it. Keep moving. But so I don't know. Did the news drop what the new Hollowwares are?
Serebii's got some additional information, so apparently it did, and I just couldn't.
No, that's all good.
So we're getting bonfire style Charizard, which is Charizard wearing like a beanie cap and a scarf. We're getting pajama style Wigglytuff. We're getting another great Wigglytuff where it's Wigglytuff wearing bow tie glasses and a beanie cap. We're getting bandit style Lucario, which looks pretty awesome. Like Lucario has I think Lucario has a sword. Also we're getting space style Eldegoss, and we're getting a new Zeraora style, which they haven't like said what it does, but Lucario is definitely getting like some new animations, it looks like, as part of this. And the other thing is, of course,
nothing for Ninetales.
But no, why would we ever give anything to Ninetales? I'm just kidding. I wish Ninetales would get more stuff.
Ninetales gets nothing.
Yeah, Ninetales doesn't get anything. It's weird. I did like that the Lucario suit. Calder 27 in the chat points out that the Lucario suit looks like the movie suit from Gen 4. And I actually also got that vibe from it. Like I thought it looked pretty cool. It's like a Zorro type like fedora, and it's got like this long cloak slash jacket. Looks great. Looks really freaking cool. The other thing is Remote Island, the main island that, you know, standard and ranked battles, is actually getting a new overlay for the event. And so I didn't know if it was a new map or if it was just an overlay, but they did confirm it's an overlay. There will be pumpkins basically out. And also it looks like there's just a lot of pumpkins and stuff like that.
I mean, we were talking about like things that Unite could and should do, right? Mm-hmm. And we were concerned a little, or not that we were concerned, we just weren't sure where they were going, because they generally don't give us advance notice on this stuff, as evidenced by today, where they're just like, surprise, here's what you get. This is the kind of stuff I want to see from the game. And I think it, obviously because it's on mobile, but has me more convinced than ever that they're going to treat this more like a mobile game that will get its regular updates.
Yeah,
and that has me excited for Unite.
Well, and I feel like, you know, like I know that Overwatch, which isn't quite the same.
Halloween time, Overwatch during Halloween time is my favorite time.
Yeah, I know people who come back to play Overwatch just for the Halloween stuff.
That's me. It's 100% me. I will almost go all year without playing it, and then October rolls around and I will play it every freaking day.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, and I do like that the Pokemon franchise in general seems to make a very strong showing during Halloween every year. Like Go, like Halloween is probably its biggest non Pokemon Go Fest type event. We've got, you know, now we've got Pokemon Unite. There's all the Pokemon merchandise that comes out. Like Halloween.
I mean, look, even the game we hate, Pokemon Masters, is getting a Halloween update.
Yeah, they do a lot of Halloween stuff too, and it's not.
Yeah.
You know that game. Like I said, eventually I'll give that game another go. That not today, but I don't know. Maybe while I'm on paternity leave or something like that. Yeah. Probably.
One other quick note, not necessarily Halloween related, but I think it's worth mentioning because I don't think we mentioned it last week. But Shinies Zacian and Zamazenta are coming to GameStop.
That leaked
in
last
a couple
week.
Days on the 22nd.
I totally,
GameStop
I totally
distribution for Shiny Zacian and Shiny Zamazenta, and I only say that because they look friggin' great.
Yeah, they like, look great.
They look friggin' great.
Now, so the big thing with them is you can only get one per game. So if you have Pokemon Sword, you'll get Shiny Zamazenta, and if you have Pokemon Shield, you'll get Shiny Zacian,
which is perfect because.
Yeah,
I have Shield, and that's the one I want.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed because I mean it's great because I only got Zamazenta through Pokemon Go, I'm not going to complain too much, but I have to try to figure out a way to get a Shiny Zacian without buying Pokemon Sword or Pokemon Shield.
Just get one of the neighborhood kids to give you theirs.
You know, the only problem is they're not stupid. None of the kids, neighborhood kids are stupid at all. They're very smart kids. My cousin, or not my cousin, my nephew, my 12-year-old nephew started playing Pokemon Unite with his sister. And like the two of them were telling me about like all of, like their tactics and stuff like that. And he's like, well, I'm not very good at the game yet because I always feel like I'm always behind everybody else. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. When Dreadnought appears on the map, no matter where you are, you cycle your little butt down there and you help out your teammates. One, you won't people won't hate you that way. And two, you get a lot of XP. You know, your entire team gets XP. It's a really big boost. He's like, I totally forgot about Dreadnought. I'm like, yeah, that's like the one key to that game. Just Dreadnought all the time.
I let my daughter, my daughter's gotten really into Unite. And so she's wanted to play, except I forgot to change the change out of ranked. To let her play, and needless to say, I have a long hill to climb back up again. So, so just a reminder for anyone out there who has children and wants to play Pokemon Unite, and you've worked very hard to get to where you are in ranked, make sure you change it before you let them play by themselves, unattended.
That's a very, very, I feel like that's very specific to a certain generation of Pokemon fan, namely the generation that me and you are at, Jim.
Just, man, I logged on the other day and I was like, what? Like, did it, like, what happened here? And then I realized, oh, right, that happened.
Oh, man.
But she's getting better at it and she's having a lot of fun, so I really don't care as much. But,
yeah,
you know. It took me a little while to get to where I needed to be. So whatever.
So I recently started I started replaying Breath of the Wild because I've been really wanting to play an open world game, and I realized there's no better open world game than Zelda. Like, screw it. I'm just gonna play through that.
I mean, I don't like the game, but okay, go ahead.
Oh well, whatever. So my 6-year old, he has also decided he wants to play Zelda. And he's still not off the opening plateau. So he's probably like you, Jim, in that he just can't do anything.
I'm just bored. I've said this time and time again. I just have zero affinity for the lore of Zelda, the look of Zelda. It's just not my jam. I am way more of a sci-fi nerd than I am
that's fair.
A fantasy person. And so that's just
one of my best friends, he doesn't he never joined in like my Dungeons and Dragons campaigns. And like all the rest of our plan, all the rest of our really close friends playing this one D&D game with the exception of him. And his big thing is I just don't like fantasy. Like if you guys ever did Star Wars RPG, I'd be jumping into that in a heartbeat. But other than there's not a really good sci-fi.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And the other thing too, I've got a D&D group that I've been playing. It's basically been our pandemic group that we've been playing for over a year now. And if I'm playing with other people, that's fine. But as far as a single player thing goes, I am just bored to tears. That's the thing. There's that new MMORPG that's New World or whatever.
Yeah,
feels is very much not my style or jam. But if I had a bunch of friends be like, hey, we're gonna make a go at this and play whenever, I'd be like, all right, I'll go. I love MMORPGs, so I'd go at it. I am very much a multiplayer gamer. I do not out like when I was younger, like when the Mass Effect games and all that came out, like I loved that stuff. And there are still some games I'll play. I just like playing with other people. Like it's just
no, I mean some people are like that. Like Zelda for me, we're going way off topic, but
we really
Zelda are. For me is always kind of like especially like Breath of the Wild. Like Zelda yeah. has always been like a very nice, like just cool down game. Like it's very chill, yeah. even like the intense parts. Like, you know, I just like being able to like do random silly goofy stuff. Like, you know, find random shrines. Like, oh, today I'm going to go and chase after a dragon on my paraglider. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, let's talk about you got to play Pearl and Diamond. The adjectives for these games I will never get right on the first
Brilliant time, so Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl.
So I didn't get to play them. I did do.
Oh, you
a
got
preview
to. You got to like. You did a preview.
You know how. Same. I was about to say. Have you ever sat through one of these Nintendo previews before? I can't.
No, but I've heard. But
so basically, like
someone walks you through it, and
yeah. So since the pandemic happened, since they stopped doing these like in-person previews, they basically zoom you in and they do like a guided walkthrough and show off some of the new features. So we had a chance to do a 30-minute look at Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, specifically Brilliant Diamond. It looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest. When they first announced these games and they're like, this is a faithful remake of Diamond and Pearl, I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Like, I don't. I want a new game using the storyline of Diamond and Pearl. But I feel like this game and how they have it set up makes a lot of sense. Like they are very faithful to the original Diamond and Pearl remake or to the original Diamond and Pearl games. For instance, like Amity Square, which in the original Diamond and Pearl games, you could bring some of your Pokemon. There were like, I think like somewhere between a dozen and 20 Pokemon species that you could like have walk with you. And they had to be cute. They're still like keeping that, like they have to be cute Pokemon to go into Amity Square, but outside of Amity Square, you can have any Pokemon follow you around. So it's like additive in that way. The graphics look amazing. I think that they, at least from what I saw, and mind you, I didn't have it on in my hands. Like it looks brighter than you know, Sword and Shield did. You know, like Sword and Shield, like I wasn't down. You know, like anyone who's listened to this podcast knows I like Sword and Shield a lot, and I don't think that the graphics held it back at all. But it feels like a brighter game. Like the colors seem a little bit more vibrant. I don't know if that was just an effect of how we were watching it, but it just seemed like a brighter game. The graphics look great. I think that the people are going to waste so much time in the Grand Underground. It's not even funny. I'm trying to think what else. What are some of the other big things? Like the funny thing was we did this preview and like 2 days before they did the big like, oh, here's a big update about all the Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl stuff. And it was all stuff that we saw in the preview. I was like, okay, so, you know, we got to...
Chat, if you've got some questions, feel free to drop them in chat, and we'll see what Christian can or can't answer.
Yeah,
I've got some questions in the sense that, like, does it raise your excitement level for it?
I am looking forward to this game. I'll be honest, I thought this was going to be a filler game to get me through Pokemon Legends Arceus. It still might be that, but like, I think I'm going to enjoy it. Okay. Like I for a while there, I thought it might be like a slog to get through.
Yeah.
Because lovingly, Pokemon Diamond and Pearl were a bit of a slog to get through. Let's see.
We got some great questions from Calder. Do we know any connectivity to home?
It will eventually have connectivity with home. They're going to introduce that in a post-launch update in early 22, I believe. They haven't like specifically said what the plans are. We know that it will eventually connect with Pokemon Home. I don't believe it will connect with Pokemon Home on the outset. XP share is back. It'll be just like Sword and Shield. It cannot be turned off. It comes with you at the very beginning of the game. It's weighted XP share. So, you know, if your whatever Pokemon actually participate in the battles, let's see, your length of contest. The contest lasts about, like, it looks like they last between like 2 and 3 minutes. So it's, they're rhythm games. All the different contest types are rhythm games. There are 5 different types of contests, each of which measure a different type of stat. You know, that's like coolness and toughness and cuteness and things like that. And they all correspond to different things. So there's 5 contests and 4 tiers of difficulty. And each type of contest has like a different theme song and different like background animation, because like the Pokemon are like dancing through the entire contest. Mm-hmm. So it's like a different song and a different animation and like a different style of rhythm contest. Like they're all like tap, tap, tap. But, you know, like the, like some of the, I don't know, like the nuances that you'll see, like, you know, like maybe there'll be short taps in one or longer taps in another one. And those styles kind of like increase in complexity through it. Cause I specifically asked him, like, am I going to get bored doing contests? Cause I used to get really bored doing contests. And they, nice. It looks like they've made that a little bit more engaging.
We got Fanny1515 in the chat asking, did you see any Pokemon that aren't in the original Diamond and Pearl Pokedex?
No, the basically,
well, probably looks, not, right?
No, like they and they've said beforehand, we're only going to have Pokemon from the first 4 generations of the game. It looks like we will have complete National Pokedex equivalent to
the first four.
Because there are Pokemon that didn't appear in Diamond and Pearl because they were put in Soul Silver and Heart Gold. And so what they're doing is they have Pokemon hideaways in the Grand Underground. And basically these are regions in which Pokemon appear. They actually like run around in the map. So like Pokemon do not roam on the map in the above ground area. So like your traditional map, you don't see it. And so that's how it worked in the original games, Faithful Remake. You know, it's not like Sword and Shield where Pokemon are roaming about. But in the Pokemon hideaways, they do roam. And so, and those include Pokemon that weren't in, you know, they like there was a couple Pokemon that I recognized like weren't in Diamond and Pearl. So we'll see, you know, exactly how that works out. They were very vague about like how, if there would be platinum content. So
I wonder if that comes as like their first wave of DLC or something.
I don't know if it's going to be DLC or if basically they're just saving that for a future announcement.
A future announcement. Yeah. That makes sense.
Cause we've got about 1 more month before the game comes out. So I'm guessing it's either going to be like 2 weeks before the game comes out or like, you know, they always do like the launch reveals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what we'll get there. Okay. I'm trying to think what else.
We can move along to the Pokemon fact of the week this week.
Calder asks, are there shinies in the underground? We don't know. I didn't see any, but you know, then again, shinies are pretty rare. So the statues do have shinies. So that's something that is interesting.
Okay.
So there are green statues. There are normal gray statues and there are green statues. And the green statues are rare and have an extra effect that if you have. So like how the statues work is when you're in the underground, there's the mining game where you used to collect gems and the like original ones. Here you collect gems and you collect statues. Most of the statues are normal size and you put them in your secret base and it increases the likelihood of a certain type of Pokemon appearing in the hideaways that you encounter. If you have a green one, Pokemon that correspond with that green statue are guaranteed to appear. So, for instance, if you have a green Scyther, for instance, or I think it was a green Vespiquen was the example we were given. Bug types will be guaranteed to appear in the hideaways, and then the case that we encountered was Scorpy.
Cool.
The music sounds fantastic, Pika Trainer 99. I like that a lot. I didn't see Capture the Flag, but we just weren't shown that, so maybe it'll appear. Or I'm kind of curious if that will appear too. I'm guessing it will. If it appeared in Diamond and Pearl, I think it will appear in this game in some format. The only thing that's not going to appear in this game is the gambling stuff, and that's because you're no longer allowed to have gambling mechanics in children's games, even if you're not actually gambling.
Cool. All right, let's do the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
All right, this was an interesting one. So Wooper, we're to Wooper, that's an interesting Pokemon. The thing that I thought was pretty, and the thing that I didn't know, and I don't know, maybe this is just like a thing that a lot of people knew that I just don't know. Wooper is actually named after a Japanese brand of plushes, and they're called Wooper Loopers, and they are plushes of axolotls, which is a type of like the Mexican salamander. That are like amphibious and stuff like that. So there's an entire brand of these Wooper Loopers that appear in Japan, and that's what they actually are. You know, apparently to the point that axolotls are often called Wooper Loopers in Japan, and there's these plushes of these axolotls, and so that's where we get Wooper's name from. Because I was always curious, like, how did this thing get named Wooper? Like, I understand, like, Quagsire, because it's like it's a mud Pokemon. Quagmire, right. Quagsire. But how the heck do we get Wooper? Like, that makes no sense. This isn't a frog. This thing doesn't whoop. That's the reason why. Also, Wooper, something that was, like, weird. I always forget about this. Wooper, like, when it comes out of, like, water, it's always covered in, like, this, like, toxic slime. And it's like, like, where does that even come into? Like, what is that? Like, what the heck? That's intense.
Well, it's probably because it's a newt. Or so, like salamander, right? Like, there are some very poisonous salamanders out there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Are there? I know there's poisonous frogs.
Yeah, like in the same way there's frogs. Poisonous frogs, there's poisonous salamanders.
Oh, well. So, there we go.
I'm more surprised that, like, there isn't a... The Wooper line I always thought was due for like one more evolution.
You know, I feel like we got that evolution when they came out with Seismitoad. Like, I don't disagree with you. But like, I feel like they kind of like blew it.
Well, it's just because like it's in like, and like, this is going to sound awful, but like there's for some Pokemon that usually start like super cute, and then get of a bit of a softer second form, usually get like a super bad, like a super bad A form in the third. I think that's where it would be pretty cool to like introduce, like have it be a poison cross type, like which I think would have been, would be pretty cool, but you know, whatever, it is what it is.
Well, you know, and Quagsire in the Pokemon Gold and Silver games are, you know, Quagsire particularly is one of those like secretly like super good Pokemon because it only has one weakness. Water ground, that typing is one of the strongest typings in the game. Like if somebody doesn't have a grass type Pokemon, and a lot of people don't carry grass type Pokemon because grass type Pokemon, I say this lovingly as a Bulbasaur super fan, grass type Pokemon kind of they have their issues. They have lots of weaknesses. So a lot of people, Quagsire is only weak to grass type Pokemon, and they're totally immune to electric type. Take that, Pikachu. You suck.
Nice. All right. Well, that'll just about do it for us today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in live. Happy birthday, Christian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glad we were able to celebrate it together for an hour today while I, just made you a little worried that you'd be doing it on your own, but that's fine.
we got through it. We got through it together.
Right, exactly. If you want to support the show, look, if you're a returning listener, you know what I'm about to say. Head on over to iTunes. If you haven't done it yet, what are you waiting for? Head on over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Unless you don't have iTunes, then the perfectly good reason for not doing that yet. So I totally understand. But if you do, no excuses. I got stickers printed because we haven't gotten back to the office yet. And I'm tired of having to wait around to get people some shirts. I'm sending out stickers. So once I get those, we'll let you know. Listen to some upcoming episodes on ways to get those. It'll be our logo in sticker form, as always. And Otherwise, if you want to keep chatting, you want to let us know what Pokemon you caught, what shinies you caught, at PokemonPodCB is the handle on Twitter. Otherwise, you can find me at Jim Viscardi. You can find Hoffer at C Hoffer C Bus. And, you know, look, we talk about other things in Pokemon. If you're, you know, big Marvel fan, you know, I got a lot of stuff on my feed there. If you're a big D&D person and just, you know, like general gripes on things, Christian is your person for that. So make sure you follow us on Twitter there. Got to give a big shout out to Nick Floyd producing the show today. Richard, yeah, thanks, Rich's got some, had some, I think he's got some PTO. So well needed rest. Nick crushed it today. Was able to bring that photo up of the float, like it was nothing. So thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. And as always, like I said, you know, please just tell friends about the show. If you're in a Pokemon group on Facebook or Pokemon Go group or whatever, Pokemon trading card group, you'd be like, hey, this is an awesome show. Gives you everything you need to know. We would really, truly appreciate it. But that's going to do it for us today. And so may the shiny luck be in your favor, and we'll catch you next time.